You know how many different opinions, how many different understanding of things? Some, everyone has different understanding. Everyone has his own way of interpreting what religion is, what he meant with it. And this is, again, this is a problem. A message should be, in a way, clear in the mind of the person who is saying it, and is also clear in the mind of the people who perceive it. So, let us go into the, like, some of what he said, and we analyze it, and we think about it, and we'll have, again, another discussion as well.
Here is the question, can you love Jesus and hate religion? These are the claims. Religion started many wars. Correct me if I misquote anything or I wrote something that you don't think he said. He said religion. By the way, he did not say some religious people. Religion started many wars. Religion is concerned with building churches but fails to feed the poor. Again? No. Okay, what did he say about this one? Somebody said no. He said no, right? Okay, this is what he said. Religion is a mask that covers the faces of those who cannot fix their problems. And as he said, perfume on a casket. Okay. Religion is about pretending to be pious while being addicted to pornography. Religion makes the church a museum for the good, not a hospital for the broken. He did not like this idea. And actually, here, I don't know if you ever heard this.
And he's claiming there is a hospital for the broken.
It is, yeah. But religion, actually, what makes it a museum for the good? It should be. That's why this kind of perversion in the church came from religion. Jesus hated religion and called those in authority fools. Jesus was called a glutton and drunkard by religious men. Let me finish it here. The Son of God never supported self-righteousness. So this gives you the impression that religion promotes self-righteousness, right? Religion is man-made invention, is an infection. And here, actually, look at this. You know, if you say religion is infected, what is the difference? Religion is good, but it could be infected. Something bad creeps into it. But when say religion is infection, it is the microbe itself. This is another meaning, totally different meaning. Religion says do, Jesus says done. Religion says slave, Jesus says son. Religion puts you in bondage, Jesus sets you free. All of these, by the way, are related. They are all of these four. And I will combine these that are related to each other, so we have one response to each one of them. Religion makes you blind, but Jesus makes you see. And then the last one, religion is man searching for God, Christianity is God searching for man. Religion started many wars. Again, here he says religion started many wars. Actually, wars are waged by men. People start war, not religion. If some use religion as a reason to pursue an unjustified war, it is their error, their mistake. I want to have a cover. Then, here, because of my corruption, then I launch a war under the cover of religion. Then I cannot say religion started many wars. We will come back to the discussion. Let me finish, and then I will hear you again. Misusing or abusing religion for corrupt purposes does not make religion evil, does not make religion started many wars. Here is a question that's so much extra equivalent. Is a knife evil because someone can use it to kill others? I can use a knife to cut something maybe at my home, to maybe somebody, some people make surgeries with it, and I can use it to kill. But I cannot call the knife evil. If I come today and I say, you know, the knife is evil, some of you, Abuna meant it this way. No, he meant it this way. No, he meant it this way. But what I'm saying is very clear. Knife is evil. This is what he meant. Religion started many wars. Religion builds churches and fails to feed the poor. Actually, it's not because we build the churches, then we neglect the poor. We do both. When people do something and they fail to do the other one, this is mismanagement of the church affairs and resources. Again, this is the fault of whom? People. Religion does not say, build churches, just ignore the people who are poor. Solomon built the temple of God with the most expensive material and was not rebuked by God. We read about him in 1 Kings chapter 6, says to Solomon, overlaid the inside of the temple with pure gold. He stretched gold chains across the front of the inner sanctuary and overlaid it with gold. The whole temple he overlaid it with gold until he had finished all the temple. What he did was not something that God said is something wrong. Something actually on the contrary. God appeared to him in the temple and blessed the place. The Lord Christ, before his crucifixion, the lady who came to pour this fragrant oil, very expensive, the Lord actually praised her. He said, why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me, for you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always. Again, another question. Do all those that advocate feeding the poor live in shoddy homes so they can give all their money to the poor? If the man here says that religion makes us to build the churches and fail to feed the poor, then if you are advocate for this, if you want to feed the poor, I assume that then you have to live in a hut or an inn in order that this will make you consistent in what you say, right? All of us, we live in good homes. We still give the poor. Here the problem is the management is not religion, as he is again trying to put religion in a sentence that makes it evil. Religion is evil. Religion is a mask. All of these things that he said about the first human, everything, is a mask. This is again the misuse of the word religion. We all come to the church on Sunday for different motives. Maybe some of us are tempted to make the church as a mask. This will make me feel good about myself, more appealing to the people outside. But this is not what the religion is promoting. This is not the message that you hear every day when you come to the church. Going to the church while being addicted to pornography is a personal weakness, not what the religion leads us to. The message is good, yes, when he says this is hypocrisy. This is not religion. This is a sin of hypocrisy. This is not religion. You cannot say religion makes you end up like this. The mask that the Lord hates is the sin of hypocrisy, not religion. If he says the hypocrisy in religion, false religion, as you sometimes like some of you understood it, then we can be okay with it. Religion makes the church a museum for the good, not a hospital for the broken. How many times you heard here in the church that we say the church is a hospital? It's only for the people who are sick. All of us are sick. We have only one physician, is the Lord Christ himself. So this is against religion then. When we say this, this will be misunderstood. The man now is making it clear for us. The church is a hospital to the broken because it calls the people to come, repent, and find healing. Yes, this is what we do. Otherwise, it's not a church, it's not a religion. Accusing religion of making the church a museum for the good. Whoever heard in any sermon that we say that if you are good, come here. If you are not good, just stay away. This place is only for the righteous people. Did you ever hear this in the church? Never, ever. Then why we call it religion makes it the church is a museum for the good? Why? What is in the religion? What is in Christianity that we ever said that this is, if you are good, come here. If you are bad, just stay away. Jesus hated religion and called those in authority fools. Look here at the statement. The Lord called them fools because of their hypocrisy, not because of their religion. They were abusing God's law. There is a difference between the corrupt workers of religion and the religion itself. A big difference. A very big difference. But again, he is not making any distinction. He says religion. Religion makes you like this. The Lord commanded the people to observe what the Pharisees say. Again here, when the Lord came and said, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' feet. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe. He is asking the people to observe what those people who are evil are saying, but not to do like them. And do, but do not do according to their works. Where here we can see that Jesus hated religion. He abolished religion. On the contrary, actually he came to fulfill it. He says, do what those people, even while they are evil, that what they are saying to you is what I entrusted, is what I said. If those claiming to be religious accuse the Lord, it is their sin, not religion. Yeah, he told them fools, and they told about him a drunkard, actually, and a glutton and drunkard, actually. This is the problem, not the problem of the religion. The Lord rebuked the Pharisees and the scribes, not for their religion. He rebuked it for what? Number one, burdening the people with the traditions of men. They have their own understanding about what the Sabbath is, and this is wrong. The Lord did not say that the Sabbath should be abolished. Keeping the day of the Lord is wrong. He said that you didn't understand this right. I gave the commandment and I still supported it, but let me give you the real understanding of it. This is the problem, not the religion, not what he instituted and what he gave, because he is the one, the author of the religion. He rebuked those people for not practicing what they preach. They were hypocrites. And also for keeping some precepts but neglecting others. Then sometimes we say that this person is a Pharisee. He just based the prices for the men and he neglects the heavier, the more weight laws. The Lord said about this one, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay prices of mint and anise and cumin and have neglected the weightier matter of the law, justice and mercy and peace. Look at this. These you also have done. He still wants the people to keep this, to pay the prices for this. He's not saying that this is wrong, because he is the one who gave the commandment about pricing. But he says, do this and do not neglect this. Where here we can find that he abolished religion? He came to say, no, don't do anything of this. Just be kind, that's it. No, this was not the message. Is it logical to abolish the police because some police officers are corrupt? If I make a clip today about police is corrupt, police make you blind, police make you this. What do you understand from this? At the end, you get what I say. It is exactly how I say it. The Son of God never supported his self-righteousness. This message gives the implication is what? Religion promotes self-righteousness, right? God never supports self-righteousness, and neither does true religion. We never said that, okay, feel good about yourself when you fast, and then you can condemn others, and then that's it. You made it to heaven because you fasted. This message was never communicated. Self-righteousness is a sin that some who practice religion might fall into. Yes, people who are practicing in the church, sometimes they are more prone to fall into self-righteousness. But this is not what the religion is telling them to do. We are not saying to you, just keep the list of chores and then you feel good about yourself and then you condemn the people outside. Religion is not self-righteous, but condemns self-righteousness. Religion says do, Jesus says done. This is a very important one. It doesn't like the fact that religion tells us to do. You remember here this part about to do. This is the thing that is against. Actually here, the accurate statement would read, religion says what to do, Jesus says done, meaning Jesus did something, but what to do to receive it. We can read it the other way around, it will be right. Jesus says done, religion tells us what to do in order for us to receive the salvation. The Lord accomplished salvation for all mankind on the cross through the shedding of his blood. But what makes this salvation personal? What makes it for me? How can I receive it? This is what the religion is telling us. He died, his blood is there for everyone. But is everyone is enjoying his blood? No. Who enjoys his blood? This is what the religion tells us. How I can have this salvation personal. And actually look at here. This is clear in the people's response to St. Peter's first sermon. Now when they heard this, St. Peter preaching, they were cut to the heart. And said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? They are asking here, asking St. Peter to tell them what this new religion is going to tell them what to do in order for them to receive the salvation that was accomplished on the cross. What did St. Peter say? St. Peter didn't say, Jesus says done. No, he said something different. What did he say? Then he said, repent. Let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This looks like a list of things to do. according to this man, this is a list of chores that make you feel good about yourself. No, it is the way in order for you to receive the salvation that was given to you. Baptism is the means by which I receive the grace. I can be united with him. Religion enslaves you and makes you blind. Look at this. It's a very clear statement. We cannot miss it. The wrong understanding of religion leads to slavery and blindness. Yes. God is the founder of the law and the giver of the commandments. Jesus is the founder of religion. He is the one who told us what to do. And through his church and his apostles, he communicated this to us. The Lord Jesus did not come to abolish the law. He said, do not think that I came to destroy the law of the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. He did not say that I came to abolish. Never ever. You cannot find it in the scripture. You find it only in a poem like this. And it appeals to our ears and our heart, but this is not biblical. God is the one who taught his people how to pray in both the Old and New Testament. This is what to do. When he was asked how to pray, he told them, this is how you pray. He didn't say, leave it to me. I'm going to do it on the cross all, and that's it. There is nothing that you really can do for yourself yourself. God is the one who instituted the way we ought to worship. What we do here in the church is something instituted by him himself. He established the priesthood. The doctrine of forgiveness through the shedding of blood. What is this? This is the religion. Our religion calls for this, that we are to be sanctified in the blood of the Lamb. How we receive this? This is what the religion is telling us. When religion is bad, it's not good, this is simple abolish religion. Just forget about it. Don't need anything. As David said, not David the king, David called it. As David called it first, at the beginning, the king David called it first. At the beginning, it is like telling someone to do, I don't want anybody between me and God. As if like these things are between me and God. This is what man is, this man is attacking. He commanded his people to observe fast and celebrate feast. This is the religion. Who made the people actually, in the Old Testament and the New Testament, to observe certain fasts and to celebrate certain feasts? Who made this? God. And who confirmed this in the New Testament? The Lord Jesus. Actually, he celebrated the feast with his disciples many times. The Passover, the feast of the tabernacle. He fasted. All of this was keeping what he himself gave. Just confirmed it. Things will change how the purpose maybe, how they look, but at the end, they still stand. And this is the religion that we cannot say that I love Jesus and I hate what he instituted. True religion, religion recognizes that God is the one who searches for us while we are immersed in our sins. This is about religion, is man searching for God, Christianity is God searching for man. True religion teaches us how to embrace God's love and grace. God is the one who found us in our sins. He is the one who reached for us. He is the one who redeemed us. But again here is, religion is what tells me, how can I embrace this? How can I take this to myself? True religion teaches us how to be united with the Lord Jesus and abide in him through the church sacrament. Let me explain this further. God taught us and he redeemed us. And then he wants us to be united with him. How can we be united? What can we do? How can we be united with Christ? Isn't this what the religion is to us? Actually, look at this verse. Therefore we are buried with him through baptism into death. So just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so also, we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. He speaks of baptism being united with Christ. I die in this water in order for me to be united with him. What do I call this? Is it me here searching for God, or I'm just responding to him? He gave something that I want to reach. I want to be united with Christ. This is the way that God instituted for us, in order for us to be united with him. And what about communion? All of these are the religion. This is the religion that the man is attacking. What to do? He doesn't like it. Just put this aside. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. Another way of uniting again with Him. Can we say that this is man searching for God? No. Here man responding to God's love. God is the one who found us. Yes, true. He is the one who started everything. But what is my role? Should I respond or just like say, yeah, well done. Thank you very much, my Lord. That's it. True religion is the means by which we receive the Lord's grace and learn how to fight spiritual battles. When we are taught how to pray, how to fast, this is what the church is telling us. This is in order for us to be able to stand in a spiritual warfare, to be able to fight the right in the right way. This is the religion. This is what the man doesn't like. Religion tells you what to do. No, don't tell me to fast. All of these things are abolished by the Lord Jesus. The Lord says, he who hears you hears me, he who rejects you rejects me, speaking to the disciples. The apostles. The apostles instituted certain things after the Lord ascended to heaven, like ordaining deacons. The Lord did not ordain deacons, did he? No. He ordained priests. So here actually, can we say that this man made, or just like they are doing what he inspired them to do, and he said, whatever you say, as if I am the one who said it. And they continued steadfastly the people in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayer. This is the status of the new church after the apostles preached and Christianity started to emerge. People were in fellowship, breaking the bread and praying together. This is religion. These three sentences is religion, is our religion. This is how we live, how we conduct ourselves. But according to the man here, this is wrong. No, it's just between, Jesus did everything. You don't have to do anything. Do is a bad word. Just don't do it. That's it. Forget about it. Everything is done on your back. There is nothing even you can do in order for you to receive this. Of course, if you ask him, then how you receive it, he will say what? By faith. Faith is not something to be said. It's not an idea in your mind. It is something to be done. Let me ask you a question. If I come from outside, or somebody comes from outside and say, there is a fire. If you believe him, what would you do? You run. If you don't run, can you say that you believe him? No. So we cannot just sit here and say that, you know, we have faith. We believe. No. Belief is something to be done. This is something to keep in mind. That's why the word do, that he doesn't like it, is something actually we don't agree with. The last sentence. It is Jesus who founded the true religion, handed it to his apostles and commanded us to observe and honor it. I cannot love Jesus and hate the religion that he instituted. If I have another meaning of what religion is, I have to be clear in the message. I have to say it very obvious. So the people are not going to come with, he meant Islam, he meant Judaism, he meant Jehovah Witness. Everyone has his own understanding. But actually he has another thing. Religion is what he meant. And this is what we are here actually to say, no. Religion is what the Lord the Christ instituted and what we embrace and what we believe in.